From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. An Egyptian court upheld a death sentence Tuesday for former President Mohamed Morsi in connection with the 2011 mass prison break. He was originally sentenced last month along with 100 others. The same court also sentenced Mr. Morsi to life in prison Tuesday in a separate case involving charges of conspiring with foreign groups, including the Palestinian militant group Hamas. Since his 2013 ouster, led by then-Army Chief and current President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, the Egyptian government has brought multiple charges against Mr. Morsi and the leaders of his banned Muslim Brotherhood amid a massive crackdown against the group. Tuesday's rulings included a death sentence for Brotherhood leader Mohamed Badeh and life in prison for other leaders. The sentences can be appealed. An al-Qaeda-linked group in Libya released a list today with names of those it says died in a U.S. airstrike, but did not include Mokhtar Belmokhtar, the main target of the bombing. Ansar al-Sharia's statement denied that anyone else was killed. The bombings were the first American airstrikes in Libya since the 2011 uprising that ousted longtime leader Muammar Gaddafi. U.S. officials have not confirmed the death of Belmokhtar, who was a senior leader in al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb. A longtime confidant to former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will testify Tuesday before a special congressional committee investigating the 2012 deadly attack on the U.S. diplomatic outpost in Benghazi, Libya. Sidney Blumenthal will tell the House Select Committee on Benghazi in a closed-door session about a series of emails that he sent Clinton about the situation in Libya after the overthrow of Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. This is VOA News. South Korea has reported three new deaths as a result of the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, bringing the death toll to 19, the largest outbreak of MERS along the Middle East. Seoul health officials also Tuesday announced the discovery of new cases of the deadly virus. This is Dr. Kwon Jik-wook. He is leading the response effort to the MERS outbreak for South Korea's health ministry. He says that there are four new patients, three have been discharged, and three deaths have occurred. Therefore, out of 154 confirmed patients in total, 118 patients have been treated, 17 discharged, and 19 have died. Three of the latest infections occurred at the Samsung Medical Center, one of Seoul's largest and most prestigious hospitals. In an unprecedented demonstration of increased security cooperation, Pakistan's military says its troops crossed the border Tuesday and went 600 meters inside Afghanistan to rescue an Afghan soldier who was critically wounded in a firefight with terrorists. The Pakistan's military wing says that Afghan authorities have requested for the evacuation and treatment of the soldier and that Pakistani troops quickly responded to the Afghan request. This is Tariq Fatimi, the Pakistani Prime Minister's Special Assistant on Foreign Affairs.
There have been more high-level exchanges between Kabul and Islamabad in the past 6 months or so than have taken place in the past many years. And these exchanges have not only been at the political level, they have been at the level of the military commanders as well as the intelligence chiefs. The two sides have agreed that they will not only engage in real-time intelligence sharing, but also consider coordinated action against militants and terrorists.
Meanwhile, Afghan authorities have yet to comment on the incident. Al-Qaeda said Tuesday that Nasser al-Washihi, the deputy chief and leader of its potent Yemen branch, was killed in a U.S. drone strike last week. In a video statement, the group said Friday's strike in the port city of Mukalla killed him and two others. It named Qasim al-Rimi as the new leader of Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. Kurdish fighters and Syrian rebels were in full control of the key border town of Talabaya Tuesday, according to activists, after pushing out Islamic State fighters that came from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The United States and Britain have announced a new partnership to promote the education of adolescent girls, particularly in countries affected by conflict and crisis. During a visit to London by U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama, the two nations announced a partnership to increase the quality of life around the world by helping young women. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.